Brad has asked me this morning to facilitate a panel. We've been talking about boldly demonstrating God's goodness every day, wherever we are. That's the part of the vision priority we're talking about at the moment. And we've been talking about boldly demonstrating God's goodness to our community. This morning, we're having a bit of a panel to talk about boldly demonstrating God's goodness through serving. And so I've got a panel I'm going to invite up in a moment, but I just wanted to kind of frame our discussion by just sharing a couple scriptures and just a thought. So Jesus said in Matthew 20 that he came not to be served, but to serve. And that's the posture he invites for anyone who wants to be great in the kingdom to take, a heart of service, a heart of a servant. And I want to jump around John 13 for a moment. And it's a story that many of us are going to be really familiar with, Jesus washing the disciples' feet. So I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation because I enjoy the Passion Translation, but also because it's probably a less familiar version and sometimes helpful having a less familiar version so that we can pay attention. I'm going to jump around it a little bit just because there's obviously a few things going on in that moment where Jesus is washing the disciples' feet. There's a few bits of narrative kind of going on there, but we're just going to jump around it a little bit. So verse 1, Jesus knew that the night before Passover would be his last night on earth before leaving this world to return to the Father's side. All throughout his time with his disciples, Jesus had demonstrated a deep and tender love for them, and now he longed to show them the full measure of his love. Before the evening meal had begun, the accuser had already deeply embedded betrayal into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now Jesus was fully aware that the Father had placed all things under his control, for he'd come from God and was about to go back to be with him. So he got up from the meal and took off his outer robe and took a towel and wrapped it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' dirty feet and dry them with his towel. Then there's a bit of an exchange with Peter. And we're going to jump down to verse 12. After washing their feet, he put his robe on and returned to his place at the table. "Do you understand what I just did?" Jesus said. "You've called me your teacher and Lord, and you're right, for that's who I am. So if I'm your teacher and Lord and have just washed your dirty feet, then you should follow the example that I've set for you and wash one another's dirty feet. Now do for each other what I've just done for you." So from this place of knowing who he is, of knowing his authority, Jesus washes the disciples' feet. From that posture, he serves. And that's the invitation that he invites the disciples into. In the same upper room teaching a bit later after Judas has left, Jesus says, "As I have loved you, love each other." That's the invitation for us to love as he has loved, which is a pretty high watermark. There's something of the nature of the Father, something of the nature of Jesus that is demonstrated through serving, through the heart of a servant. And when we talk about God's goodness, I think it's really easy for us to use language where it kind of seems like when we're talking about his goodness, we're just talking about God doing good things, that his goodness is him doing good things. And that is part of his goodness, but that's not the entirety of his goodness. It is part, like he works all things for good for those who love him. But his goodness isn't just that he does good things. His goodness is beyond that. His goodness is his justice. It is his mercy. It is his kindness. And it is his perfect love. And when we're demonstrating God's goodness, in large part, we're demonstrating God's love. So when we're serving, we're demonstrating his love. And we're doing that through taking on the posture of a servant and helping someone be great, helping someone succeed, helping someone experience the love of the Lord. So I'm going to invite up two people who I love dearly, who are people who both just personify that heart of the servant. So first, I'd like to invite up Nigel, my dad. If you know Nigel, you would surely love him. But he is someone who has taught me a lot about what it looks like to love people. He has taught me a lot about what it looks like to serve and to be generous with your time. So I'm excited that we get to hear from him. And someone else who I love dearly, and I'm sure you do too, is Nikki Palmer. So Nikki, if you'd come up. So Nikki is just the most wonderfully humble, but just incredibly, yeah, she is an incredible servant who just gives and gives, and is just full of wisdom as well. I just want to start with, how do you serve in the community? So we were going to have Catherine Earle join us as well, but she has COVID. So let's be praying for her. But I do also have her answers, so I might read them occasionally. But how do you serve in the community, Nikki?
I work in the admin office here at church, and I am the treasurer of the Madawi Tennis Club. And I also run the Tuesday Ladies Tennis.
Yeah, awesome. And what about you? How do you serve in the community?
I provide IT support for a number of businesses in Madawi.
Yep.
And a number of individuals through Madawi who have heard of my ability to help. I also provide home handyman maintenance type stuff as well where needed.
Backing up a little bit, we're talking about demonstrating God's goodness. So, what is God's goodness to you? What is it that you're actually demonstrating? What is His goodness?
God's goodness is His provision to me, both in skills, in resources. At this stage of my life, after 34-odd years in Air Force, He has provided for me and my family throughout all those years and now on into my semi-retirement. And so I express that lack of need stuff through an ability to help other people at rates they can afford.
I feel that to demonstrate God's goodness is to listen well, to be to be forgiving.
Yep.
And to be generous with my skills.
Yeah. Yep, so generous with your skills, generous with your time and being present. Yeah, beautiful. All right. How do you demonstrate that? How do you demonstrate God's goodness through the way that you serve? I mean, you kind of just spoke to it a little bit with the... but did you want to expand upon that?
Yes. I think it's just being present with people and for them to feel that they are... heard and loved.
Yeah, you are very gifted at that, Nikki.
For mine, as I say, a lot of the small businesses in Madawi is where I got started. To engage a professional IT company often costs quite a lot of money just as a retainer, and then major call-out fees when they come to fix things. I like to provide the service of, if you don't call me, then there's no cost. When something breaks, call me and I can come and fix it. That then extends generally over into pretty much anybody who works at that business. Then if their families have problems, computers not working or dramas with something breaking, hot water system breaking, washing machine breaking, something like that. Just being able to help to move. I've got trailers and things like that to help to move. Sometimes even just someone to listen, an ear to listen. And that's how I try to demonstrate, is by enabling them so it's not a huge drain on on them, so they can continue to provide the service they're trying to provide in this community.
Mm. So you're really serving them to help them succeed. Why do you do that?
Because I'm grateful for the success that God has enabled me to achieve.
Yeah, so it's coming out of a place of gratitude for you towards the Lord. Yeah,
yep.
That's beautiful. Has that serving created opportunities for Jesus-flavoured conversations for you guys?
Absolutely. Just the other day, I was able to discuss with the practice manager down here at the doctor's surgery, just about the blessings that God had provided to the practice there, and then also with other people in the area who have had some medical issues, just that ability to, I'm here to fix your computer, but I can see things are not going well, let's stop and pray, stuff like that. So.
Beautiful. What about for you, Nikki?
I think most of the time, people who are not Christians, know that I am a Christian.
Yeah.
So I leave myself open for them to ask those questions. Mm. I think for them it is a little bit frightening to have those conversations, but it's if I'm going to have deep and meaningful conversation, it will be with other Christians.
Yeah, yep, that makes sense. I think those Jesus-flavored conversations, like sometimes it can be really explicitly like you're talking about Jesus. I got to talk to my chiropractor about Jesus the other day and telling her about praying for the dentist when I was having that dentist appointment, which I shared with you guys recently. But I got to share that with my chiropractor and we just had this beautiful Jesus-flavored conversation that resulted in the chiropractor being like, oh, I'm going to pray for my dentist next time I go to the dentist. And she's not someone who I don't think she's a believer. I think she's got some spiritual beliefs. And then she ended up praying for me as well. So it was just this beautiful Jesus-flavored conversation. And they can be that kind of explicit, but sometimes it's just people knowing that you are a believer and you loving them, you just accepting them, you just loving them freely, that can be the Jesus-flavored conversation that really shifts things. Have you had to work through any barriers in demonstrating God's goodness through serving? And how did you navigate those, if so?
What I have found is that when you are kind and everybody responds to that, everybody yeah. responds to kindness, and so they can't turn you away yeah. if you are being kind to them yeah. and not judging them.
Yeah, yeah, that's beautiful, Nikki. What about for you, Dad?
I think the main barrier is the fear of declaring yeah, mm. that I take this as a blessing and that I believe in Jesus and let's just give thanks to that. That can be quite a hurdle to get over at times if you're in a clearly not Christian area. Other than that, no, I think getting over that in that my own hurdle, I've never had anybody when I've said, oh, look, can I pray for you about this? Or I've never had any of them say, you know, like, get away from me, you're crazy, and don't ever come back to fix my computers either.
Yeah.
They're always just very appreciative that you would stop to give that extra bit instead of just going, oh, yeah, that's bad. Move on.
Yeah. I think one of the barriers can just be that it's inconvenient. Like, it is often inconvenient to serve, like, because when we're talking about serving, we're kind of talking about going out of our way. And it is inconvenient to go out of our way, and it's a sacrifice to sacrifice things, to sacrifice time, to sacrifice resources, to sacrifice other opportunities. Like, I think that can be one of the barriers, is the inconvenience. But I think what you were talking about, coming from that place of gratitude, is sort of the antidote to that barrier of inconvenience.
Very rarely do I go, oh man, I've got to go over and do that. It's more, they ring and they go, well, that's what I'm here for. I'm grateful that you've rung me to say, can you come and help me?
Yeah.
And then it's generally the barrier is the other people that I said I was going to go do stuff for when I've now gone off to do that instead.
We're going to, we love doing discussions in this church. We love having conversations together and giving us an opportunity to talk together through a question. So I'm going to give you guys a question to talk about together in just a moment. But I just was wondering if, Dad, if you'd pray for us, and I just feel like especially if you could just pray for us to have an increase in gratitude, because, yeah, I think that is really a posture that we want to serve from, is that place of gratitude. So I'd just love if you would, yeah, pray for us to receive an upgrade in that and just opportunities to serve and love.
Father, pretty much all our prayers start with, we thank you for this. Dad, I just ask now that you would give us a fresh revelation of just how much we have to be grateful for. No matter how tough times may get, you never really have to look very far to find someone who's doing it tougher. So, Dad, I just ask that you would remind us of that, that you would make that a truly deep well in us, that is constantly, that we're constantly filling and that is always overflowing, just how much we have to be grateful for. And that overflowing would be an outworking to those that we can help, whether it's just help with a kind word, help with a smile, or help with actual physical help. And we just just pray then that, Dad, that's how people would know that we are yours, because we exhibit love for one another. In your Son's mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Can we thank these guys? Thanks, Nikki and Nigel. So, we have a question that I'm going to give to you guys in just a moment to talk about in groups of three or four or however many. But I did ask both Nikki and Nigel, because Nigel often gets paid a little bit to do what he's talking about with the serving. And I think that Nikki is completely a volunteer in that. But they're actually both serving because the posture is making other people look great. It's making people succeed. It's the posture of loving people. So both are service. So here's the question I want to give you guys. If this is uncomfortable for you, feel free to just think about it yourself. But it is a great opportunity to chat to the people near you. So if you would like, jump into a group of three or four. And I just want you, that last question I gave, like, have you had to work through any barriers to demonstrating God's goodness through serving? And if so, how do you navigate those? Have there been barriers to you demonstrating God's goodness through serving that you've had to navigate? Because I'm sure most of us here serve in some capacity, maybe like long-term things, maybe just on the occasion, but I'm sure most of us have probably been serving in some capacity. So have there been barriers you've had to work through in demonstrating God's goodness through serving? And if so, how do you navigate those? So if you just want to jump into a group just for a few minutes, and we'll chat about that. Great conversations happening, and you are going to get to spend a bit more time in that group. I just want to tell you what you're about to do. So we'd just love for you guys to pray together in the next little bit, and that's how we'll land, is I would just love for you guys to pray together. Pray for opportunities to demonstrate God's goodness for each other. Pray for courage, for boldness, and yeah, just the ability to, with the grace of the Lord, overcome those barriers. So just give you guys a bit of time to pray together. And when you're done, that will be the end of our service. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being part of it this morning. Enjoy morning tea. Enjoy each other's company. The sign-up sheet for the prayer thing is at the back. And we'll also have a few people down here to pray if you have a healing need. And in 20 minutes, the projects team will be getting together. All right. Brilliant. Thanks, church.